Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. We're speaking with David Yepsen, the host of Iowa Press, a good friend of the program. We've been talking about the Kavanaugh nomination hearings. And David, I mean, one thing I'm curious about, too, is kind of the important role of suburban women in these midterm elections and just how much of a political force that they've become. And we've seen it show up in some of these special congressional elections. And the whole idea of trying to rush a Kavanaugh nomination and how that would be perceived by these suburban, normally, you know, socially moderate Republican-leaning women, how they would perceive that.
Well, you know, one of the healthy things about this whole Kavanaugh hearing and really the whole Me Too movement that started with the Harvey Weinstein episodes is it's good to have this discussion out in the open in America. There are things going on in our society that shouldn't be occurring, harassment, sexual assault. It's been swept under the carpet. So it's not pleasant. It's traumatic. But it's encouraging to see so many women coming forward and saying, me too. While it's not pleasant, it's healthy. You got to clean out the wound before it's going to heal. And I think that's an important thing for our culture. And secondly, you're right. Suburban women are critical. Donald Trump carried women who did not go to college. And non-college women were an important part of his base. The polling now shows that by a few points, those women, maybe in the suburbs, are tired of Trump. They're not happy with Trump, and they may in fact vote for Democrats for Congress. That's going to be a huge shift in the electorate if that occurs. And one of the things I tell my friends when they're starting to shout about this thing is, go register people to vote. You know, don't argue with somebody who disagrees with you. Go out and find your friends, find people who aren't registered, and get them out. Shoe leather politics. People are tired of commercials. They're tired of junk mail. They're tired of the phone calls. What's going to be important in this election is that a lot of them are going to be won by a few votes. And people ought to expend some of this energy getting their friends to go to the polls rather than shouting at one another. I think it would be a whole lot more effective. And shoe leather politics, as you well know in Chicago, counts for an awful lot.
Well, I wanted to spend the last couple of minutes here shifting gears to Illinois politics. And overnight, J.B. Pritzker reported putting another $20 million into his campaign, bringing him to about, I believe, $146.5 million in self-funding his campaign since March of 2017. Bruce Rauner, the governor, still at that $50 million that he put in at the end of 2016. I don't know what $20 million buys at this point, David.
Yeah, there's a law of diminishing returns here. You and I have covered a lot of campaigns and looked at a lot of campaign finance reports, and I don't know what you get for the another $20 million that you haven't already gotten for the first $100. So I think when the campaign's over with, people are going to be looking at just how he spent some of that money, and it may not be being spent very wisely at this point.
Well, I do remember a good friend of ours, Chris Mooney, saying that, you know, in the way we look at things, you could argue that you're wasting money. But when you have all that money, is it really wasteful if you get a vote out of it?
Yeah, and his per vote figure will be very high. But, you know, and the odds are he wins the election. All the polling, all the indications I see is that he'll defeat Governor Rauner. Governor Rauner's in a tough position. But it's not unique. I mean, Republican governors all over the Midwest are really in a bad way. Out here in Iowa, right, the Republican governor is a few points behind. Scott Walker up in Wisconsin is trailing his opponent. So it's a tough year for Republicans. And Illinois is generally thought of as a Democratic state. It's going to be a good Democratic year. So You know, Pritzker is free to spend his money he wants to because I think it's going to be a good year for Democrats.
Well, we will know on November 6th. David Yepsen, my good friend and host of Iowa Press, who also, reminder, will be on a panel at Aurora University tomorrow night as we talk about the role of the media in covering politics. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night at Aurora University.
Looking forward to seeing you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more right after this.